Don Smilovitz is coming up next. He's originally from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Bridgeport, Connecticut. Okay. And currently lives in San Luis Obispo. He is a retired medical doctor. So please welcome Don Smilovitz.
Okay, promises, promises. As he mentioned, I was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and that was a great place for me to come from because all of my relatives that were important on both sides lived nearby. And the family setup was such that we saw each other every single week, or if we missed one, we had to call them on the phone, and that was great for me. On my mother's side, her parents were there, and four sisters. They all came from Poland. They were very poor. They lived on a potato farm, and they knew they had to get out of that area to have any kind of a life. There was a trap door in the kitchen, and they would lift up the latch and hide underneath when the Russian soldiers were in the neighborhood scouting around. So it was a good place to get away from. In 1913, my grandfather came to this country and opened up a Turkish bath, and he succeeded, and the plan was to bring everybody there the following year. Unfortunately, in a year later was World War I. They didn't make it over till 1921, so that made things kind of tough. As a result, my grandmother, who was affectionately known as Bubba, I can't remember her talking to me. I wasn't mad, I just didn't understand. She wasn't mean. And I know she never said she loved me, and I was just a little kid. My brother got the same treatment, but she was just the saddest woman I'd ever seen in my life. She just moped around, and her daughters looked after her, and that was kind of sad. She'd had a tough life. My grandfather had a series of strokes and died when I was only 7 years old, but we visited from the time I was 2, 3, 4 years old, and every time we came by, he'd be sitting on a little bench, and he had his cane at the side, and he'd see my brother and me, and he was a sweet man with a warm smile and beautiful blue eyes, and he'd take his partly paralyzed right arm and go like this and smile, and my brother and I would go over, and he'd reach his hand out to shake hands, and when we took it away, there was always a bright, shiny new quarter there. My brother and I never forgot that. It was a great moment in our lives. My mother was 12 when she came over. She'd never been to school. She'd never worn real shoes, neither had her sisters, and she didn't know a word of English, but she was a beautiful, bright lady, and she graduated from high school at 18, and she was the valedictorian. But woman didn't go that far. She had to work in the store to help my dad out. Her sisters, Mary and Anna, were housewives and had children who were my cousins to play with, and there were two other sisters, Fanny and Millie, with these beautiful old names, who were old maids that worked knitting all day in sweatshops. But they were very nice to my brother and me. They picked us up on Saturdays to take us to the movies. They taught us to play gin rummy and canasta for a penny or two, and I'm eternally grateful to them all. On the other side, my dad had a store, and he and my mom worked long, hard hours. Their parents, Max and Jenny Smilovitz, were wonderful, wonderful people who loved everybody, great for their family, great for their neighborhood, great for their community. They came from Hungary in 1913, from southern Hungary, in an area that's now known as Transylvania. And I heard all the old stories in the store there about all the vampires and everything else, and they truly believed they existed, and they were great people. And my grandmother was the finest cook the world ever knew, and I ate over there all the time. My mother was always mad, but not really mad because she loved my grandmother too. My grandfather, every Saturday, went for 6 hours to the Orthodox services in the temple, and from age 6 onward, I went with him. Up and down, up and down, up and down. My knees still hurt from that, and my stomach still growls from all the pain and hunger I had at the time, but it was worth it just to be with Grandpa. And indeed, from that moment on, I promise my grandmother and grandfather, in my mind, are the best man and woman ever to walk on this earth, so they really helped me grow up. My father's sister, Sadie, was a housewife with a couple kids, and her his other sister, Gussie, was an extremely giving woman who just failed on everything, but she was a sweet lady, and I loved her dearly. And she got pregnant out of wedlock, which you didn't do in those days. By age 42, she was blind in both eyes from glaucoma. But when she was 86, I flew out to the back to Bridgeport to visit her at the Jewish Home for the Aged. She was still going down every day to the workshop to make belts, and she was still mentally sharp, and she said what she always said. Of her three nephews, I was her favorite. And it was worth the trip out there just to have that experience with her again. And so life went on, and then at age 13, I had my confirmation known as a bar mitzvah. And I made some promises. I said, I'm going to work hard and be a man, and I'm going to follow all the tenets of my religion. And I immediately failed everything. I got into baseball, sports, girls, which scared the wits out of me, and all the other juvenile, adolescent, pubescent things that people get into. So that one I didn't score too well on. But another 12 years went by. My grandparents were now all gone. Some of the relatives had moved away. And I graduated from medical school. And Aunt Gussie was still there, and a buddy. And my mother was still there. They'd had rough lives. And they said to me in the most caring way, go out and help the poor and unfortunate people in the world. And I promised them I would. And I worked real hard at that one. And you'll have to talk to my patients or my community to see how well I did in the last 40 years and 4 months. But it was a grand adventure for me. I worked real hard, and I loved it. And I had other adventures along the way. And I think it was a great life, lots of ups and lots of downs, good days, bad days, problems. I think, does everybody in this room know what life is all about? But I was fortunate because I had a beautiful lady, my wife, Ellen. I'm sorry, I'm getting tearful, who stood by me for 47 years. We've been married. And that made it all worthwhile. And I only have one apology, and that is I kind of knew in the back of my mind what it was all about. But so I didn't mind getting woken up 1 to 10 times every single night for 41 years and 4 months. That didn't bother me. I got used to it and actually didn't mind it. But I apologize to my wife for going through all that. That's the end of my story, and thanks for bearing with me.